Let's get you up to date now with emergency traffic. First, here's Ricky Meese.
If you're headed southbound on I-15 in Weber County, you've got delays starting right around 24th Street in Ogden. It's due to a crash still taking up the left and center lanes of traffic at 4400 South prior to Riverdale Road. If you're northbound, it is still causing some curiosity slowing. Downtown Salt Lake City, we did have a full closure eastbound on 400 South at State Street. Crews have now opened up one right lane of traffic for you to get by. Dave Meekum.
Southbound traffic, I-215 on the west side. You've got delays there. California Avenue down past 2100 South. Southbound I-15 coming out of downtown. You're going to hit the delays there right just past 2100 South and right around I-80. And then you're going to be in that jam up down past the South Interchange down into Sandy. Still have some delays northbound on I-15 at the Bangor Highway. Those run up through about 7200 South. And then the southbound jam up coming over the point. You're going to be slow there coming past SR-92 down past 2100 North. Mark?
KSL travel time now, it's a little bit better. It looks like from Salt Lake City to Farmington is back down to about 24 minutes. It is still a little bit heavy in spots between South Salt Lake and the North Interchange, but not as bad. Davis County delays continue from about Parrish Lane up to Layton Hills Mall. And now Legacy Parkway looks like you've got delays and trouble through Bountiful right now. Valley Office Systems with printer, copier, and scanner technicians on call 5 days a week. The only authorized independently owned Rico dealership on the Wasatch Front, Valley Office Systems, always on your team. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.